Welcome to Social Geek Radio, brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hello, geeks. Social Geek Radio is live. How you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing great. How are you, Jack Munson?
I am great. It's baseball season. We're officially our first week of baseball. So I have a Geek It Out segment for you tonight, totally devoted to baseball. This is my favorite new app, favorite new phone app called MLB At Bat. This is the official Major League Baseball app for any baseball fan. You've got to download this. I used it last year. It wasn't that great. This year, lots of big improvements. So if you're a baseball fan, you're going to love this. What I like most about it is instead of having the generic Major League Baseball logo sitting there on your homepage of your phone, it gives you the option of using your favorite team's logo. So instead of having some generic looking app on my phone, I now have a nice big Chicago Cubs logo on my phone. That's the most important thing, right? But as far as using the app, if you're trying to find when a game is starting or what TV station it's on, what radio station it's on, what the game time is, who they're playing, who's pitching, all of those important things, it's really easy to find in this app. A lot of sports associations, such as the NFL, have some really horrible apps. They're you know, all flash and there's not much there. But the Major League Baseball At Bat app is just like baseball, not very flashy, not very exciting, lots of data, right? And that's what baseball people love, is lots of data. So if you haven't downloaded the latest version of this, I think you have to have the new iOS 10.3 in order to get some of the new features. Lots of video on here too, and it loads really quickly. So if you like to catch highlight reels and stuff, this is probably the best place to catch baseball highlights now. So MLB At Bat is this week's Geek It Out.
Cool. Now, you know, I keep up with your Cubs via Facebook.
You're kind of forced to, right?
I know if they win, because that W goes flashing by. And it's like, whoa, okay, I know Jack's happy today. Then, so this is good to know.
Yeah. So
following you, then we can have an app.
Right, and you don't have to be a Cubs fan. You can even use it if you're, you know, a Cardinals fan or something like that, if those people have iPhones. Anyway, let's leave the world of baseball and let's introduce our guest for tonight, Deb.
Let's do that. So it's a franchise friend of ours. I think I've known her for a while now. She is like just all over the place in franchising, but we're going to have Jennifer Saxton, who is the founder and CEO of Tot Squad. But what I really, really love about her whole bio is that she has this vision, Jack. She has this vision to become the geek squad of the baby world.
Wow.
I just think that is fascinating. Now, I know what Jen does, but Jennifer, why don't you tell everybody what exactly is Tot Squad and why do you want to be the geek squad of the baby world?
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Jack and Deb, for having me on. Excited to be here today. Basically, Tot Squad does three core services today. We do stroller and car seat cleaning. We do car seat safety, education, and installation. And we do stroller repairs. We have contracts in place with a lot of the different stroller manufacturers. So if your wheel falls off, you know who to call. And we deliver our services through retailers. So much like when you go into a Best Buy and they try to sell you that extended warranty service package to add on to your laptop, we're trying to do the same thing in the baby industry and hoping to build our first in-store service center with one of the big box baby retailers by the end of this year. But right now the business is just delivered through a pop-up event model where our vans are at a different baby store or preschool or corporate campus every day of the week. We're based out of Culver City in Los Angeles, And we have locations in San Diego, New York City, and our first franchise just opened a few months ago in Washington, D.C.
Yay! Right. Congratulations. That's great. Wow. It's impressive. You've done a lot over the last couple of years. I mean, you're not in a brand that's been around forever, but you've had tremendous, I guess, growth and exposure to the brand. I don't know of another franchise that's similar to this. I do know that, you know, all these moms and dads, like, you know, have babies and like, oh, we gotta go to the firehouse. We have to get that car seat in straight, because it's not like it was when I had a baby 30 some years ago.
No.
I mean, it's really technical.
As many as 90% of baby car seats are incorrectly installed. And car accidents are actually a leading cause of death for children under 14. So as much as we are a for-profit entity, we're really a mission-driven organization, and you know, trying to improve car seat safety and at the same time improve work-life balance for busy parents by kind of getting rid of these chores and tasks that they don't want to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And I say they because probably the craziest part about my business is that I started it before I had kids, or I still don't have kids. I'm not a mom, but I have
kids. Yeah, well, you know, you became a certified child passenger safety technician, which until I met you, I had no clue there was such a thing.
Yeah, it's crazy. It actually takes 5 days to get certified to install baby seats, which is wild how complicated it is.
Did you go through that, Jack, with your daughter some years ago?
Yeah, I probably would have failed that course because I had my own system for rigging up that car seat, but we're well past those days now.
Yeah, that's good.
And then when we were kids, Deb, of course, the only, you know, our moms didn't need to be certified
in
swinging the arm out and, you know, holding you from falling like that was going to do any good. But
yeah, it saved me.
No, I think good luck saved us at the time.
Yeah, it is true. Good. So you've done a lot, I mean, with your brand and your marketing, and I was reading up on things the other day. You know, I loved one of your strategies, I guess, was your zero-cost marketing through partnerships. Tell us more about, you know, how do you do or what tips do you have for these grassroots type of marketing that maybe other franchisors can learn from you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the secrets to being a startup is that you have to be able to do a lot with very little and really bootstrapping where every dollar counts. And I've raised almost $2 million in funding from angel investors for my business, but that's just happened recently. I've been doing this for several years now. So I had a long time trying to kind of determine what the business model looked like. You're right. There's nobody else out there doing this. So we've kind of created our own new industry here. So it's not like I can look at what the big guys are doing and emulate that or try to disrupt it. We're really kind of just going into a white space here and disrupting an industry that's either, you know, a total white space for stroller cleaning and repairs, or like on the car seat safety side, totally run by volunteers and public servants like those firemen. So I had to get really creative. And what I figured out was that I could borrow credibility from bigger entities by partnering with them. So the very first partnership that I sought out when I was starting my business was with the Children's Hospital of Los Angeles. And they have a program where they lend out car seats to low-income families if they agree to come back and get, you know, do a 1 or 2 hour training on car seat safety, and then they can get a free car seat from the state. And I said, well, who's cleaning those car seats between each time that you lend them out to a new family?
Mm.
I said, oh, well, actually, you know, we're trying to do it ourselves, but we don't know what we're doing. It's not really the best cleaning job. And I said, well, what if I did that for you guys for free? And that didn't take a lot of convincing. So once I got them on board, I could then all of a sudden go around and say, we're the official car seat cleaning partner for the Children's Hospital. So, you know, I think when you're just starting out as a brand new business, having a big name like that gives your customers, in my case, parents, a lot of peace of mind that we're doing something that is meaningful and that has a credibility. And from there, I kind of started morphing the partnerships into our relationship with the retailers. You know, I went around in my car one day before we launched to 10 different baby stores, and I said, can I do a day of free stroller cleaning at your store? And every single one of them said, sure, like, our customers would love that. Especially in this era where Amazon is crushing brick and mortar retail. Mm. And particularly for this segment of new moms, that if they have to do an extra errand with a screaming infant or toddler in tow, they would rather not. They will order online as many times as they can. So these brick and mortar baby stores are really looking for unique amenities and services to drive that foot traffic into the store for them. And we not only do that, but then we kind of create this captive audience, because while we have the baby seat, mom and baby are trapped in the store. And for 30 to 60 minutes, they've got nothing better to do but shop.
And the store owner is saying, wait a second, don't clean those things so fast.
Don't clean it. You're right, right. Take your time.
We're about to close a deal on a crib over here. Don't go too fast.
Exactly. So we kind of found this way to kind of tap into the existing email lists and customer databases of all of these retail stores, because that's our primary marketing engine. They promote the heck out of us. They want to get those customers in the store, whether they're doing it in their email newsletters, their social media, signs inside the store, etc. They're promoting those Talk Squad events. And that was kind of the key insight that allowed me to spend almost $0 on marketing for our first several years in business. Our only customer acquisition cost was the cost of printing flyers to get them in the hands of those retail stores. So I've just been really successful with that over time, finding ways where you can find a mutually beneficial relationship with a partner, whether it's you know, an industry partner or a supplier or a vendor that you have. My cleaning products, I got rid of the cost of those off my P&L by getting a sponsorship agreement with The Honest Company, which is Jessica Alba's cleaning products brand. So they actually provide all of our cleaning products for us in exchange for us talking about and doing live demos of their cleaning products in front of all the baby stores where moms can buy the product.
Wow.
So, you know, I think that mindset of where can you add value for your partners and help each other out in a great way.
Very clever, very creative. I love the whole domino effect of it. And, you know, it's great.
Yeah, I love that idea of you gaining credibility from some of mm-hmm. your partners, and then your vendors gaining mm-hmm. some credibility through partnering with you. And then, you know, that community just sort of grows and grows and grows. You mentioned social media. I would assume mm-hmm. a lot of the word of these cleaning events and getting your brand out there and maybe connecting with vendors and other partners is done through social, I would assume.
Absolutely. Yeah. We, as most of our customers are millennial moms, so social media is a key component to our strategy for reaching our customers. And we were fortunate to get our Facebook as a franchise company set up with a parent-child relationship. Mm-hmm. So all of our content can get shared down from our page to the specific location pages, which kind of minimizes the amount of time and effort we have to put in to managing all those different pages.
Cool. Well, and I know you use all most of the social platforms. So I was on Instagram one day, not too long ago, and I saw a boomerang that you did. And I'm looking going, where is she? It's like, oh my God, she's on the set of The Doctors in, I guess, LA. It's like, that's pretty cool. So then I had to go, you know, that's how I saw it. I didn't see it any other way. I saw your boomerang, looked it up, and then I saw your clip. What a great job you did sitting there with Dr. Travis, right? Travis?
I mean, it's hard to do anything coherent when sitting next to such a handsome man who used to be the bachelor, even though I'm a married woman.
Oh God, I didn't see it. Now, look what I didn't even know he was a bachelor one time. But anyway, so I didn't know he was on The Bachelor. I've seen his show. It's pretty cool. So, but I mean, that was a great segment that you did with him. How did, you know, it's PR. How did he find you? How did you find him? And then what do you do with, you know, you've got this wonderful piece of social here, this video clip, which I've seen now in a couple different places. I mean, great job using the social media for us to find the news, but what are you going to do with it now?
Yeah, well, it's funny that you brought that up because the segment, the boomerang that you saw is actually from a week or two ago, but the segment is actually a year ago. And I've never paid for PR. All of my PR has been just sheer hustle. And I think a lot of opportunities, I've been really fortunate to have them just come my way, because I think when I meet people, they really see my enthusiasm and my passion for my business. And then they want to share in that. And so I think that that's how I've managed to get coverage in so many great publications. And sometimes just sheer luck, because we've innovated something that nobody else is doing. And so sometimes the New York Times or Wall Street Journal will stumble upon it and feature us, which is great. It's almost like I don't want to pay for PR at this point. I'm like, how can you get me in the Wall Street Journal again?
Right.
So the doctors, what happened though, is after I got that call and did that segment, I stayed in touch with the producers. And so now every 4 to 8 weeks, I'm sending them an email. I actually have a great service I use. It's totally free. I highly recommend it to everyone. It's called followupthen.com. So you can just CC or BCC any email that you're sending. So I can email Deb Evans and be like, okay, if I don't get a response from this, I want to check in with her again in a week. So I just BCC the number one week at followupthen.com. And that email is going to boomerang back into my inbox 1 week from now. And you can do it with any time combination. You can say 60 seconds or 1 year or whatever you want. And so I just set this reminder. So once a month, I'm getting, you know, an alert saying follow up with the doctors. So I'll pitch them some more ideas. And because I keep pitching them ideas, they haven't actually used any of the ideas I pitched them, but they know me and I'm staying top of mind. So they called 2 weeks ago and said, hey, we read a study about how expensive babies are. Are you able to come on and talk about that? Sure.
Wow.
I don't know. I'm not a mom, but, you know, I know how expensive car seats and strollers are. I'm sure I can come talk about that. So it's extra funny because they ended up introducing me as the founder of Tot Squad and a personal finance guru.
Oh, my.
I'll take it. So that take episode it. Is set to air. Yeah, that's going to air May 19th, I believe. And hopefully I'll nice. Be on next season again and just become nice. A regular.
Very good. I love the way, you know, you recycled your first episode from a year ago, because I missed that. And because I saw the boomerang and I was able to search and find it. So that's the beauty of social media. It's still out there. And
I just love the fact that without a paid PR program, got on the doctors and the Wall Street Journal. Are you kidding me?
That's just the half of it. You should see their press page. It's like it's all over the place.
If you hear that sound, it's the sound of many public relations practitioners in Chicago jumping out the window right now.
Well, you know, Jennifer makes a good point. She makes a good point on the whole social. I mean, a lot of it is hustle, which you've done a tremendous job of hustling and working it. But you don't always have to pay the big bucks for, you know, good PR.
That's
good for
right.
You.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
And the doctors reaches 3 million moms every weekday, which is amazing. But you guys would be shocked, maybe not, but I am always surprised by how TV appearances actually do not lead to that much website traffic. I can sometimes get better conversion from a local mommy blog, you know, showing a before and after photo of a dirty stroller, and then having people click through and actually book appointments, versus being on a nationwide program. Just I think from the convenience of it, for somebody to hear your name and actually take the time to Google you or look you up and then convert to a paid customer, it's not that high for me. So I think once maybe I'm a much larger company and you're just trying to get brand awareness, there's more value in that.
Yeah. Well, you also have to wonder, where are those moms reading that blog? Probably, you know, on their phone sitting in a doctor's office or somewhere
Carpool line.
You know, how many of them are at home paying attention to television, you know, in the middle of the so yeah, there's I think the mobile friendliness of those blogs and even the boomerangs like what Deb saw, I think are in the long run, you know, television is great for content, but it's online marketing is great for actually converting those viewers into a potential customer. So that is fantastic. Tonight, we are speaking with Jen Saxton, the founder and CEO of Tot Squad. Jen, in the couple of minutes we have left, where can our listeners find out a little bit more about Tot Squad? And if they've got further questions for you, where can they reach out to you?
Absolutely. You can find us online at thetotsquad.com. After I close this next fundraising round, I'm hoping to bully the guy who is squatting on totsquad.com into coming to me. But in the interim, we are the Tot Squad, and that is our social handle as well, at the Tot Squad.
The Tot Squad. Excellent. Thank you so much for joining Social Geek Radio tonight. It's been a pleasure to learn about your brand and learn about that hustle.
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thanks for joining Social Geek Radio. Brought to you by Deb Evans Consulting and Kigo. Unlock your digital potential. Copyright 2017 Social Geek Radio.